back. And looking back on the email, we began posting stories about Las Vegas just about 1:45 Monday night late Tuesday morning. So very shortly thereafter, and we've been on it all week long, and I hope it's made a difference for some of you. I'm getting very strange emails. Somebody just sent a photograph of someone at the Pulse nightclub and then someone in a crowd shot at the Mandalay Bay. Well, across the street from the Mandalay Bay. It isn't even close to the same guy, and the person is saying, this is the same guy. Or it looks like the same guy. I don't know what's going on out there, but it's very strange. These are not crisis actors going from event to event. All right, to the phones now. Are you ready, Madeline?
Yes, I am.
All right.
And before we take callers, I just want to remind people I'm working Mondays for clients through the rest of this year, and that this is the time to get any new important starts started, such as a new company or introducing new products, signing important contracts. It's better to get started now than it is next year for many reasons, as I mentioned earlier about some of those explosive, volatile energies we'll have next year. So if they need a timing or a consultation, they can reach me easily at my email or my phone number, and I'm happy to get them started at an auspicious time and date.
A big word, auspicious. All right, all right. That's a 25-cent word.
Yeah, the 2018 Good Timing Guides are in the printed ones. The digital online ones have been available since May, but the printed ones have been in for about a month. They're waiting for those.
Okay, very good. In Ohio, Brett is up first tonight. Hello, Brett. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm fine, Jeff. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. We got you.
Okay, fantastic. My question, well, let me give you a little background information on my question here. I'm trying to help a friend collect a judgment on a RICO action that he prevailed in federal court. And the judge that has stopped him from collecting. We had a lucky break and he died last year. Now we're going to have another judge assigned to the case.
You mean the judge died?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the judge died. We're going to have another judge assigned.
Is unusual for somebody to win a RICO case. Was the award large?
Well, he got a default on it. He sued a cop for false testimony that put him in prison, and the cop went to the city and said, I'm being sued, and the city told him to go to H, you know, and so he refused to fight it. He refused to fight it, and he got a default. Long time. Anyhow, my question is, you know, I've heard much talk about, I'm not very knowledgeable in astrology, but I know I've heard one guy talk about the void course moon.
That is a the same as a timeout in my good timing guide. Void of course moon doesn't mean much to most people, so I identify those as timeouts in my good timing guide, and they're at the they're on the top line. They show up as a red area on the top line, which is the finish line. Means you're not going to finish it. You're not going to get anywhere, basically. Above the top line, there's looks like a red bow tie. It's actually a red hourglass on its side. And there's a time next to it. That's when the timeout begins. And then there's an upright hourglass after that, which shows when it ends. Now there's a time next to it. Yeah. So it's easy to find those timeouts in my good timing guide.
So there is a right time and a wrong time to file a petition to have the case reassigned. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And, you know, actually, legal timings are complex because they're actually battles. And so they're more complex because, you know, whatever the last aspect was that the moon made, you know, the guy filing the petition gets that planet. Maybe it's in good standing, maybe it's not. Maybe it's helpful, maybe it's not. The next aspect that the moon makes goes to the defendant. Maybe it's helpful, maybe it's not. See, so it's kind of a complex timing and so on until you get to the end of all the aspects, and then you know who wins the battle. So, you know, if there's a lot of money involved, it's a good idea to get a custom timing for a legal matter like that where you could collect a lot of money.
Right. Well, the great thing is that the battle's already been won. We just got to
collect the money.
Yeah, we got to get, first of all, we got to get the case reassigned to another judge.
Well, that would be helpful. It's hard when those judges achieve room temperature to get them to act properly.
Well, and let me just tell you a few dates that might work, and I can't tell you for sure if they will work, but I would look at October 23rd and November 6th. Those would be my two favorite dates for the upcoming period that we have.
Uh-huh.
If he's ready to apply for that.
Okay, I hope that helps, Brett. We got to jump on to the next one here. Thank you for the call, and good luck on this. All right. You bet. Okay, New York and William. Hello, William. Welcome to the program. How are you tonight?
Hey, Jeff, Madeline, can you hear me?
We got you.
Yes.
Oh, good. Perfect. Okay. I actually need Madeline to look at my chart, so let's get right to the info.
Okay.
December 21st, 1960.
Okay.
The city is Yokosuka, Japan. Do you want the longitude and latitude?
No, first I want you to tell me the time you were born.
1:30 p.m.
1:30 p.m. and then Yoko, is that Yokosuko?
Yes, with an A on the end.
Yokosuka. Oh, got it. Okay, Japan. Okay, yeah, that came up in my software. Okay, so what kind of a question do you have for me?
I follow astrology. I've been going through some nasty transits, and I just had a kind of a fairly successful August. And now I don't know what to do with my life. So I really wanted you to tell me, what do you see as far as Pluto transiting my midheaven? Saturn is on my sun, and Uranus is in my 12th house. So I just could use some psycho-spiritual counseling.
Okay, so first of all, I want to let you know, Pluto is not going to reach your midheaven for quite a while, so stop worrying about it. When it's within 1 degree, you'll start to notice it. But when it does get there, that's when you will be ready to transform your career and possibly your home life as well. As oftentimes they transform together. Now, Pluto is sitting very close to your Saturn, so it's telling you that it's time to transform some of the structures of your life. And the Saturn does rule your midheaven and your ninth house. They both have Capricorn on the ninth and tenth house, and Saturn's the ruler of that sign. So both of those areas are up for transformation, and that can mean that A, your beliefs will change, B, you might go back to school and get a different type of education or training, and your career out of that can all change as well. Now, Saturn sitting on your sun, or it will be in December anyways, it's getting in range now.
Right.
It's suggesting that you are about to go into a situation where you have a lot more responsibility. And that's not a bad thing. I want you to understand, a lot of times people become managers or, you know, they get some kind of upgrade to their position because they're taking on more responsibilities. Maybe they become a project manager or something of that nature, or manager of a department. So are any of those things on the horizon for you?
No.
No? Are you working?
No.
You're not working.
I'm actually an actor. I belong to the Screen Actors Guild. I just joined the Stage Actors Guild in New York back in April.
You know, let me ask you a quick question here. Excuse me, I got to get this on the table here because I have never seen more actors and actresses in my life than are working on television now, and most of them seem to be doing commercials. I've never seen so many people. There are so many commercials now, packed full of actors and actresses. Many of them certainly are members of SAG. I get that. But is it not true that there are a ton of actors and actresses trying to get roles?
Well, that's true. But also, don't forget the new media, the internet, that has become the big, the new frontier. It's the wild, wild west that opened up. So the union, the Screen Actors Guild, didn't really get into that part. They sort of let it grow on its own, and now they're trying to backtrack and say, oh, no, you need union actors in your YouTube, you know, and it's not working. So anybody that has a phone can be a director and make a movie. And so that means everybody's an actor now.
Gotcha.
Which is perfect because, you know, everyone's an indigo child, so hey, you know.
Well, and don't forget, those who aren't actors are talk show hosts. I've never seen so many radio talk shows in my life.
Exactly, a podcast. And actually, they're a lot of fun because there's so much information that is now being, you know, disseminated or dispersed or whatever. I mean, you are a classic in the radio personality, the way you manage it, the way you present it. But also you're much more focused and much more, seriously, I mean, it's quite a business that you have created with the rents.com and your radio show. I mean, and all that shows. What the young kids are doing is much more entertaining, much more, kind of off the cuff and much more experiential.
Right, gotcha.
And I want to interrupt you there because I want to just mention that because you have Saturn ruling your career, it's very important for you to have some kind of credential, something that identifies that you've done the work, you've got the skill and the ability to do X, Y, Z, whatever that is that you want to do. So if there's anything missing in that area, I would be sure and go get those credentials.
Well, I nearly looked at a project manager course this year, but I don't know how that's going to help me in the acting end.
I would go take it. I would go take that manager course. Yes, I would. Absolutely. Every commercial, every type of show, everything is a project, and they all have to be managed.
Oh, no. Sure, absolutely. There's actually production managers are what they use in television film.
Right.
And I was my job in April was stage manager, assistant stage manager.
There you go, stage manager.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I would do that, and I would expect that you might get a management position.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We got to move on, William. Thank you for the call.
Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks for everything you do, Jeff.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Also in New York, standing by is Brett. Hello, Brett. Are you there?
I am, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. We hear you just fine. So what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Madeline.
Hi.
Let's see. Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Birthday is 4/22/62. Born in New York City, 8:30 in the morning.
8:30 a.m.
And he has never left New York City once since. He's still
probably
there.
Probably doesn't need to, right?
Yeah, I've been contemplating it, though.
Okay.
Especially with the Indian Point nuclear facility up the street.
You got that right,
man.
Brett. That is just a death trap waiting to happen.
I have my business up for sale. I live on the property that the business, you know, would be sold.
Uh-huh.
It's coming to the end of its term with the realtor. It's not looking good right now.
Well, let me just tell you this. This isn't immediate, but it's very close. Next year, Uranus is going to be sitting on your sun. It's close now. It's what I would call in range. So
Will it hurt?
It will feel like you are so ready for a change that you will want to jump out of your skin if you don't make it. So it really feels like that. It's just like people get so restless and antsy, they can't hardly sit down because they need to make a change, a big change. And it sounds like you are on top of it. It really does. It sounds like you're ready. And you're getting prepared, and that's going to hit, let's see, like maybe June of next year or something like that exact. You know, it's in that range. I'm going to look and see if I can quickly tell you when that's going to be. But it's definitely happening next year, and Mars is going to square that. So it's going to feel like a really big push. I mean, it's like you're not going to, this is happening in June of next year. And probably you'll notice even in May that it's pretty intense. So you'll want to be ready for a change. you were wondering?
It was wondering if I was going to take it off the for sale for a little while, let it go through the winter, and then put it back on in the spring.
Well, let me just say this about that idea. Interest rates are going to be lower now than they will be then. And so your price that you're going to get next year is going to be lower if you do that. So from an economic point of view, I would leave it up now. This is a really good time. November is really got an amazing month. I don't know, Jeff, if you have a good timing guide, but if you look at it, beginning on like November 10th, all the way through the very end of the month, there are green dollar days every single day, meaning people are spending a lot of money next month. And so your chances of selling it then are pretty good.
What? Real quickly, what kind of business is this? I don't want the name or anything. What is it?
It's basically real estate. Basically, housing.
Uh huh. All right.
Well,
the other.
See, if you'd have gone into submarine.
Residential housing, basically.
If you'd have gone into submarine sandwiches, hoagies, you'd have no problem selling.
Hoagies and grinders.
That's
hoagies
it.
Grinders. What about, you said starting new businesses. This is a good time for starting new businesses. I was thinking about going into something that's kind of health related, but I've got to research it. I don't know how valid it is.
Health food. Yeah, Brett's vegan burgers. Brett's there's something out there.
Let me just mention something about starting a company. What really counts on whether that company is going to be successful is when it was started with the state. Now, you can start a company with the state and then open a company much, much later. But, you know, if you start a company with the state without a good date and time, the chances are the money won't work out. I mean, I look at charts all the time on companies. And, you know, in a rare case, I find a company that it just works perfectly. I mean, in terms of the finances. But most of them have to be restarted. at a better time because, you know, I had one guy in here the other day whose company, every time he got close to a great big sale and finishing it, the thing would just blow up, and that's exactly what was in the chart, that it was going to blow. Yeah, the income was blowing up all the time. Yeah, so, you know, it's easy to screw up on that. That's probably the most important time ever for a company, is start at a good auspicious date and time, and the time is what tells you that the finances are going to work, that the time of day is important in terms of how the public sees your company and whether or not they see it as something that they want to be associated with, and whether or not the energies of the day are appropriate for your type of products and services. That's all related to the time. The customers, everything is related to the time of day, as well, you know, as well as the date, of course. But, you know, without the time, you can have a really good date and screw up the time. You know, so the chart might not work.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier that they're possibly going to back the dollar with gold. There's no gold in Fortnite.
There's no gold to do it.
We don't know that. We know Mnuchin tweeted that our gold is safe. But
Really?
I think the gold is not coming from here. I think it's coming from Asia.
China owns most of the gold. The Russians and the Chinese and the Indians own the majority of the
gold. There's gold that is not, shall we say, in the market or in the central banks and things like that.
Oh, that's called deep storage gold.
Right.
Still in the ground.
Yeah, that's right.
So some of that gold, I think, might be coming to Trump.
All right. Well, we'll see.
My guess.
Okay, Brett, good luck to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. All right, I'm going to go right through the break here because I want to get these folks who have been waiting online. Let me check one thing here real quick. Okay. Let's go up to Alaska.
All right.
And say hello to Teresa. Hello, Teresa. Thanks for your patience.
Hello. Hey, I'm talking on a speakerphone. Is it coming through okay?
Not very well.
My handset's not working right. So.
It's not? Well, just keep your phone close to you and we can get by.
Okay. I was born in Seattle, Washington.
Okay, tell me your date first.
Oh, October 8th. That's this Sunday when everybody wakes
up. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday. What year? What year?
1948.
Okay. What time?
At 1:43 p.m., right after lunch.
Okay. In Seattle.
Yes.
Are you still in Seattle or near me?
No, she's in Alaska.
Oh, that's right. She's in Alaska. That's right, yeah. Okay, and what can I answer for you?
I would just like a good reading for what's coming up for this year. And then also, Madeline, I would like to call you in your office because I'm going to be making some changes in the business.
Yeah, you need to do that. We don't have time for a huge reading here. If you have a special, do you have one special question you can ask?
A general reading on what I can look forward to this year.
All right, is it going to be a good year or a bad year for Teresa? Should she just go to sleep now and wake up in 2019, or what?
Should I just sleep through the year? There you go.
Well, let me just say quickly that there are five sets of cycles, and I'm only looking at one set out of those five. So what I can tell you, in a few minutes is that, you know, you're in the process of transforming who you are, and that's going to continue for some time. So, as long as you're
I'm trying to retire, and it's kind of small.
Well, that's a way to do it, yeah. As long as you are cooperating with that overarching program, as I would call it, things will go well. And if you stop cooperating, you might get hit with a baseball bat over the head. Pluto's not very forgiving about things like that. But other than that, I mean, you are, Are you having, some kind of a change some major adjustment that was taxing to you in some way?
No, I moved a year ago, so now I'm trying to be
I think that was it. I think that was the move, yeah. I think that was the move, yep. And are you still, like, settling in? Because it looks like it's coming back to that position again. That's why I asked you about it.
There's are you lots settling of changes in? I want to make.
Yeah, I would think so. Now let me tell you a phone number where you can reach me. It's a toll-free number. It's okay. 877. Okay, are you able to write? Okay, yeah, 877. Yeah, 877-524-8300.
Eight what?
So, it's 524-8300. So 877.
8300.
Yep. Okay. 524-8300.
So is it? Am I going to be okay with this move that I made? Then I just.
It looks like you needed some kind of an adjustment, a change, a fairly significant change, adjustment. So, and it looks like you were due for a move. You were due for a move. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, you were due for a move. And it looks like you're going to get some assistance with settling in.
All right. Okay. Good luck, Teresa. Good luck, and thanks for calling. All right, let's jump on down the list here. We got a move here. I want to make sure we get everybody in. In Hawaii is Joy, and I think Joy has called in several times before. Is that true, Joy?
That's true.
Oh, I've got a memory. All right, what's your question for Madeline?
we're gonna play around a little bit with astrology today. First of all, I wanted to mention I'm a Trump supporter. Thanks to you. And I want to tell you, he's a bridge, he's a disruptor,
yep,
he's a transformer.
Yes, that's right.
And he's going to convert us economically, probably, I think, over to crypto. But I believe in the man, even though we can't see right now what he's doing, I believe in him.
Good. All right. Yeah. Give us your birth date information real quick here, and then we're going to get the question from you.
What was that?
August 25th.
1947.
August 25th, 47.
Okay, got that.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And what time? What time were you born?
4 a.m.
4 a.m.?
Yep.
Exactly, huh?
Well, that's what my official birth certificate says.
Well, that's what we'll use then. All right. That's what we'll use. All right. And let's see here. Well, and what kind of question do you have?
Okay, well, I'm going to do a little astrological trick here, maybe. Somebody turned me upside down and told me I have an expiration date, which is sometime before Christmas. And I know you don't do health questions.
Let me just mention something about those expiration dates. First of all, there are something like a half a dozen, minimum, half a dozen exit points in any chart. And it's always the soul's choice as to when they choose to leave. Now, sometimes when you hear something like Las Vegas, you think, well, they didn't have any choice. Let me tell you, there are thousands of people there and only 58 of them died. And how did they happen to attract those bullets? It could very well be that those people who got hit and died, because there were hundreds that didn't die that were hit, were looking for a way out to go to their next mission. And right now there are a lot of people who are exiting so that they can come back in as the new kids. And these new kids have, you know, they have to get here in a certain timely fashion. And a lot of them, you know, when people transition over, Cryon has told us that a lot of them are coming back within 1 year. That's a very fast turnaround. And the reason they are coming back is because they still have to grow up in a physical body. and they have a certain timeline in which they have to do their next mission. So, you know, there is a...
You define that as an 11-11 cycle?
Well, I don't think you could define 11-11 as a cycle. That's more of a, like a hello from spirit kind of thing. So anyways, let me just...
Well, that's heartening.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe you do have a challenging cycle going on, but that doesn't mean that you're, you know, going to take off.
Okay,
yeah.
So can I...
Does that make sense? All right, and I do see you do have a challenging cycle here in terms of some people end up having an emotional loss, or in Trump's case, which he has a moon right where yours is, or very, very close to your moon, he ends up doing an intense amount of work, which he did right before the election. And so there's no time for social activity. It's just, you know, nose to the grindstone kind of thing. So there can be an emotional loss, or it can be a situation where you're just really working hard to get something done. And, you know, so...
Well, in that case, can I be a successful writer?
Yes, you could do that. Yes, you could do that. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
You have definitely got writing skills, definitely.
Okay.
Joy, we've got to go. I've got five more people here I want to get on. And thank you again for calling. Glad you're still there and doing well.
And thank you for bringing up that question, because it's an important question that people need to understand.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing that.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's an important question. Yeah. Definitely.
All right. You take care and be well. Okay, let's run over to Texas real quick and say howdy to Harold. Hello, Harold. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on, Jeff and Madeline.
You're welcome.
I'll make this real quick because I know you got some other callers lined up here. This relates to your comments about the U.S. dollar being backed by gold again and the ingress of Uranus into Taurus next year. And then, as you know, it will retrograde out and then re-enter Taurus, 2019.
Right.
Okay, and as you probably are aware, the Rothschilds have a goal of the year 2018 for the United States being a cashless society. And I'll have a couple more things.
I'm quite aware of their goal here, but I don't know how successful that's going to be. You know, Americans are, but, you know, they've been doing it all over the world, not just here. They did it in India and other places.
India. India is what I hear. If it's backed by gold, and this comes back to an earlier conversation in this hour, you mentioned Asia would be a source. Now, I've heard that there's a possibility that China might be willing to lease us gold if we don't have any, but it's also my understanding that, if I remember correctly, it's called the Exchange Stabilization Fund, which is really the entity behind the Fed, and they are the ones that collected all of the personal gold of Americans in the 1930s, basically stole it. And I was just wondering if you had anything to add.
Well, no, they didn't steal it. They bought it for $35 an ounce or whatever was the actual. Well, maybe it wasn't $35.20 or something like that. But
it's,
they bought it at the rate.
And then they upped the value later to $35.
Yeah, they upped it later. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think gold is actually going to come from a different source. So I don't know if you want to hear this, but, you know, and remember, JFK, he signed his contract with the guy from Indonesia, right? So there is gold in Asia from way back from when the Anunnaki were here on Earth and probably still are. And and they were mining gold. So King Solomon's gold, all that stuff came from Anunnaki mining all that gold. And that gold is still there, but it's nowhere being held accountable anywhere. It's nowhere on any of the books. It's been in vaults underground for thousands of years. And there are people who want to see the economy rehydrated and to, you know, fight this cabal system that we have. And
right.
So they are willing to help the U.S. This would be my take. Okay, my take. Not saying anybody else is saying this. I'm saying this is what I see. Okay, so there are people that are willing to do this in order to change the way the world is working, in order to get us
out of
financial
slavery. Would that relate in any way to the ingress of Uranus into Taurus?
Well, it could be. It could be. But what I'm not certain of is it could happen sooner than that. Now, that happens next year. And so I know that Trump would prefer to have this done by the end of the year, but I don't know if he can accomplish it, because basically you have this month, you have next month, and then December is Mercury retrograde, so there's a lot of delays, it's holiday time, you know, that I don't think you're going to accomplish much in December for something like that. It's not going to happen
in December. Next year would probably be a likely timing, good timing, May of next year.
It's possible, but it might happen sooner. It could happen next month,
One more quick comment. Would this dollar be a Federal Reserve note or a U.S. dollar?
I don't know that. However, I have my doubts that anyone in their right mind would back the Federal Reserve note with gold. They might do it for preservation purposes, meaning, you know, it might behoove him not to get killed. And so maybe he, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
It's kind of similar to a Congress passing a bill, right? I mean, maybe you get 75% of what you want.
Right.
No. Oh. No, yeah, it's such a crapshoot. Harold, thank you very much for the call, and I hope that was of some help.
It was. Thank you very much.
Okay,
good
sir.
Good night to you guys.
Thank you. All right, California. Danny is standing online there. Are you okay, Dan? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. I hope you hear me well. If that's taking the call.
We hear you fine. Thank you.
Okay. I start with, I could distill my question to something that's very simple.
All right, first give us your birth date, day, time, town, year.
Oh, sure, no problem. July 14th, 1953.
Okay.
The time would be 9:26 p.m.
Okay.
And location would be Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
And my question is very simple. Is this an auspicious time for change, or should I hunker down? I mean, basically looking at changes both in romance, career, and possible move. And
wow. So you're changing everything at once.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I think I get it all in one fell swoop.
Yeah, one time, just be efficient about it, right?
Right.
Okay, let me see what's happening to you. Have you had any health problems?
Not recently, but in the past I've had, like about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay, so I don't think I'm looking at... Okay, so maybe there was some kind of past wounding that might be coming up. I was just trying to figure out if you... you're a ways, based on this chart, you're a ways from what I usually would see for a move.
Okay.
But let me see here. Looking to see if you had a cycle with a different planet that might indicate that. I don't see it in this set of cycles, but I should remind you there are 4 other sets of cycles that could indicate a potential move. And I'm only looking at one. next year, let's see. I was just looking to see if you have a... You look like you're ready to make some kind of a, what I would call an adjustment in the structures of your life. Now, this could be an adjustment to your relationship, which may mean maybe it's not the same structure that you had. You know, like, I know this might sound bad, but, you know, there's a tendency for guys to think that relationships are all or nothing. But maybe there's something in between.
Fair enough.
For that. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And so you might be looking at something that is different than what you have, but some continuation in some different structure. And there are a lot of ways to do that. And I personally do not believe that, particularly for older people, that relationships should be based on what we have been brought up to believe for a lot of different reasons. Things are just very, very different now. And people grow at very different rates.
I totally get that.
Yeah. So,
Dan, let me ask you a question. What do you want to happen in your life? What do you want right now?
Well, certainly, you know, a little uptick both on the relationship side, but also a career. I've been, I'm an IT pharmacist, but unfortunately I've been out of work for about 4 or 5 years because most companies have a policy in the United States not to hire anybody over 50 years of age.
Oh, isn't that nice? Jeez.
Yeah.
You know, I would think you, based on your cycles, you would do well to maybe pick up a new skill or retraining in something or new educational.
Okay.
And then because in about a year, you see, you're maybe a little bit more than a year, maybe 13 months, you're going to be ready for something like a promotion. And so,
well, he's got to have a job before he can get a promotion.
Well, exactly. So it would be good if he takes advantage of this year to get some retraining that would put him
Well,
into
a pharmacist.
Position.
Maybe it's time, Dan, to start taking all those narcotics and selling them.
I would suggest that you consider your own business.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think
would
about that.
Well, certainly not a pharmacy at this stage.
No, you don't want to do that.
No, something different that you have
I would hope that we got to run here, but I got two calls and I got four minutes. I would hope, Dan, that you can find something that you enjoy above all else.
That's right.
That's it.
If
you have passion for something you'd like. If you don't waste your time. Good luck to you, my friend.
Thanks so much. I think that's sound advice. Take care, you guys.
Okay, good.
All right,
thanks,
Dan. Okay, Washington State, it's your turn, Dawn. Hello.
Oh, hey, thank you guys so much. This feels so generous and kind that you're doing this. So I just have to say I feel deeply touched.
Sure.
Oh, good.
I know what I need to do. February 16th, 1960.
February
Seattle,
16th,
Washington.
1960. Okay, 60. And what? And what's your time?
2:15 a.m. 2:15 a.m.
and Seattle, right?
Seattle. Yep, you got it.
Very good.
So the last 4 years have been just fraught with delicious challenge. It's not been easy. I saw my mom through 2 years of hospice care on and off which was really difficult. So I now, of course, I have a heart to want to change the world. She passed this January.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, and then my daughter, oh my gosh, things blew up for her at school. It's been crazy, but it feels a lot calmer now. And I just get this feeling there's something really good right around the corner, and I don't know if that's me.
No, you sound like a real, you sound like a very sweet optimist and a gentle, kind, warm person, and I hope that you're right.
Actually, I would say there really is something great around the corner for you, and it might be happening right now, but it could also be delayed, and I just want to look here to see. when it might occur if it doesn't occur now, because it's going to come back through there probably next spring, I think. So let me see here. Okay, so you're probably looking at a very mid to late March or early April. Yeah, right in there. First half of April. Definitely you've got a major hot, fabulous, unexpected growth opportunity.
I'll take that hot, unexpected, fabulous, but there's still a chance it could be close right now, too.
Yes, there is a chance. It might actually either show up now, but it doesn't actually get started until next year. That's a possibility.
Okay.
You might get a glimmer of it in your mind is another way that sometimes happens, you know, and then you manifest it, you know, bring it in next
year. But never open the front door unless you know who's on the other side.
Well, again, thank you both for your generosity. I know there's one other person behind
me. Thank you, Don.
So I will say good night for now.
See, what a sweet person.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Hey, nice. You can hear it in her voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Last caller tonight in California, Aiden. A-D-I-N. All right, Aiden.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really enjoy listening to Madeline on the Rents Network, and she has such a positive energy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. All right.
So
what is your... Let's get your birth date information real quick, and then we'll take your question.
My birthday is September 20th, 1963.
Okay.
1:50 a.m.
1:50, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And where were you born?
San Diego, California.
Ah, okay. And what kind of question do you have for me?
Boy, I hope I can put it forth clearly. Over the past couple of months, and the past year, really, I've been hearing all these messages from astrologers, tarot readers, you name it, you know, about all these changes coming in my life, this whole new chapter ending, a whole new beginning, all these amazing things about to take place in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it totally resonates with me. It seems completely true, but at the same time, it's not happening. It's like I'm stuck in that movie Groundhog Day.
That's funny.
Like every day I wake up. I don't know what's going on. I know all this stuff is coming, but nothing is happening. And
well, let me say what I think is happening. It looks like you have what I would say is a fairly important adjustment to make. Now, usually this type of adjustment is something that requires a change of some sort, and sometimes they can be fairly big. But at this point in time, it's not quite here yet. I'm going to say you're probably looking at March based on what I just saw for that other person. I'm going to look again to see when this might work for you. But, you know, it's probably March.
Wow.
Yeah, March is the last time that's going to hit. And usually it's right at the third time that it hits that there's an actual closure in terms of something happening. And so, and this would have happened three times. You would have had it happen earlier this year. And then it's about to happen again very soon, you know, within a week or so. So pay attention and just see, is something coming up about a change, an adjustment that would be helpful to you? You know, sometimes people start to feel antsy, you know, restless. You know, they're ready for a change. And
yeah.
So
oh, definitely.
Does that feel right? You know, you're feeling.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
We've got to wrap this up, Aiden. I'm sorry, but do call Madeline if you'd like and spend some more time with her in conference. She'd be happy to do that for you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Thanks a lot. And
bye,
good night.
Aiden.
All right. And Madeline, thank you. We got them all in. So that's good.
Yeah, great.
And
great. I appreciate that. And,
sure.
And for those out there who are looking for that phone number again, it's 877-524-8300. And my website is Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business, spelled regular, guides, G-U-I-D-E-S.com.
Very good. All right, young lady, take care. Have a good weekend.
I'll do that.
We'll see what happens in the month of October.
Yes, big deal.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye.
Night, Madeline. All right, that's hour number two, and we'll come back with hour number three. And Dr. Joseph Chapelone again, he was a little late. I want to rerun this one because he kind of put it all together, all the years he's been on this program. And he has a lot of followers worldwide, so... Up next, a little review of some of the remarkable audio from Las Vegas, and then Dr. Joseph Chapelone, MD. Next.